stupid human. Summoned me here and made a pact, broke the circle just to kill himself. How am I gonna get back? How am I gonna get the energy to get back? Damn it. What a fucking idiot. Summoning a force that he can't handle the sight of. Should have made some sort of safeguard. Should have got to him first. Maybe there's a chance after all. Hello? You're not human. What is your business here? Oh, permission to enter is granted. Would you be a dear and smile for me? I've had a terribly hard day. No use crying over spilled blood. I know you're a vampire, but this place is crawling with humans. Humans and animals, if you're desperate. You can take what's left of him, though. Still fresh. Evidently fresh enough for you, if all the blood used to make that summoning circle and when he offed himself were enough to lure you here. Never imagined I'd meet a vampire. I knew they still existed, but I thought their existence was rather scarce nowadays. Humans become vegan, vampires become anti-human, at least in terms of what they drink. How does pig's blood taste, or do you go for a different type of cattle? Here's the deal. You don't have a soul, so you can't finish the pact with me and send me back after my task is completed. I can't take his soul because he killed himself before I could finish the pact. Went through all the work and bloodletting to create this circle, learn dark arts, and summon me just to get scared and off himself when he realized it was real. I'll never understand humans. Such stupid creatures. But you want a meal. A fresh human meal, don't you? Their blood tastes better than anything. When's the last time you fed? If your senses are that heightened, it must have been a while. Unless you lived right next door to this human. Then I suppose he wouldn't need quite such a far scent range for blood. How about this? Why don't we make a deal? Without a pact, though. It would be worthless with a soulless creature like you. You help me find a human. I can't go out in the streets looking like this. Would scream. And while some may assume I'm a cosplayer, I assume many more would be, well, quite terrified. I don't feel like showing off against a human shotgun today. Not that's impossible, just quite annoying. But I need a human with blood and a soul to make the pact, complete the task, and send me back, and you need a human to feed. So, why don't we work together? I get the human, make a blood pact, finish my task, steal their soul, and then you get the blood from their soulless body afterwards. And everyone's happy. Right? Good. That's the deal. Right. I can't fault you for not shaking hands with a demon. thought you'd be a little less hesitant. Now I'm more both of the demonic variety. Good, good. Well, get on out there. Other than those fangs and the need to cover up in the sunlight, you should do just fine finding someone. And you're quite a handsome vampire, based on human standards, so I'd go out and find someone rather quickly before I get impatient. Oh, yeah. Killing you won't do anything for me, but it sure will be entertaining. So, are you gonna go bring home some poor, sweet, unsuspecting lover? Or are you gonna find out what it feels like to die? More. There is nothing more. It is a simple task. You can drink his blood, but he didn't even have a lot left. Look at what a wonderful summoning circle he made with it. And I mean, you wouldn't want to drink old blood anyways. I mean, there's still some left in his body, sure, but no beating heart to force it to flow into you, to your mouth. You want fresh, hot blood. You want prey, not a carcass. So just get on with it. Well, if you would hurry up already, then I would have enough energy to keep this form and remain in the mortal plane until I get sent back. So unless you want me to be weak and angry, very, very angry, then I would suggest getting on with it. Oh, well, what other type of demon would I be? I thought it's common knowledge that mostly only succubi are summoned. So few of these modern-day humans are even outwardly prudish-seeming. There used to be a lot more back then that were prudish on the outside, but it wasn't too hard to find their oppressed desires. Many of them already acted on it behind closed doors. Nowadays, succubi are summoned quite frequently. There are a lot of us in hell, waiting for a turn. Not many humans figure out how to summon us properly. So you'll have to forgive me if my patience is short. But what is the point of this? Are you going to go get prey or not? Yes, that is how it works. I have to survive from the energy from sexual encounters, from human debauchery, from their lust, their primal, carnal desires almost. And that helps me get the energy to manifest a physical body. I don't have a lot left. Which is why I need you to go get a human so I can fuck the soul out of it. And then go back home. Yes, you don't have a soul. I am well aware. What are you getting at? I suppose it would do. I don't need a soul to get energy. I just need a soul to go home. Look. If I agree, if I agree, we have sex. No, we fuck. I get a little more energy, so I can wait in a little more comfort while you go out, find a human, bring it back, and we use it. Will you do that? Is it that simple, or are you going to sit here blabbing about options forever? Good. Good, good, good. Very good. Well, do you care to stay in the room with the corpse in the summoning circle, or would you like to go to one of the other rooms in his house? Either one works for me. Come. What are you waiting for? I'm not gonna be on my knees, pathetic, and begging for you, unless you have a soul to offer me. But it won't be your soul. I have to save my performance for our prey. Well, a little seduction and foreplay would help. Come here. I suspect you haven't been with anyone sexually in quite some time. I mean, how would you be with a human with all that hot blood flowing through their veins? Have you ever tried to take someone home only to turn them into your meal when you didn't plan on it? Or maybe you kept them as a sex prisoner until you got too hungry to resist. Go ahead. Touch. My anatomy isn't all too different from a human, other than the horns and the tail. And the odd coloration, of course. You don't mind, do you? Yes. Really put your lust into it. That's what I live for. Literally. Don't be pathetic. Quit acting like some young, foolish virgin and fuck me already. In fact, most of the young, foolish virgins are at least a little more receptive. Touch me. Grope me. Do something. It's pissing me off how much time you waste. I know you have all of eternity, but some of us don't. Don't even try biting me. You're not gonna get what you need. I, on the other hand, how does it feel to have your neck licked? Kissed. And I can bite and suck on it without even leaving a hickey. Benefit of having no blood, I suppose. How do you even get an erection if there's no blood? Magic? Figure. I mean, dark magic is what created me. Makes sense that it would have a similar function in other dark creatures. Now, come join me. That's it. Take this off. Of course not. Why would demons worry about clothing? We just spawn in like this, in our natural form. Just as God had made us. You're taking far too long. Here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna sit on your face. And I'm not gonna be gentle about it either, because I know you can't die from suffocation. And I'll suck your dick until you come in my mouth. And that should give me plenty of sustenance for you to go out, trap some poor, foolish, stupid mortal, and bring them back as a sacrifice. Got it? You better not bite me. I may be a succubus, but I don't exactly live for pain. Oh, sorry, what was that? I can't hear you over the sound of my pussy being eaten. Hurry up and make yourself useful before I snap. Oh, I should have expected you to know what you were doing with your tongue. You have to use it so often to slurp up blood, don't you? Tongue wraps all the way around your dick and jerks it off. Hey, careful with the tail. I'd like to keep that, thank you. Hey, I didn't say you could use a back door. Jeez. Fine. But you can play at that game. I must admit, I didn't expect you to be at a human level of debauchery. As good as it feels, I'm not gonna come anytime soon from you rimming me. Better. If you really like my ass that much, then you can stick a finger inside. But I'd prefer we get this over with quickly. You couldn't have bothered lubing it up first. Oh, fucking vampires. With my long tongue, I can jerk your dick off and still rim you with the tip. You like that? Mm-hmm.
Are you going to come? Yes, finally. Holding a man's balls with my tongue while he shoots his lube deep into my throat. Oh, so delicious. Oh, man. Oh, good job. How thoughtful of you. Don't worry, I came when you did. That's how succubi work. We can only come when our sacrifice comes. For my first time in a while, I've had an orgasm. I almost feel like I've gotten an attitude adjustment. I feel so full of life and energy. Well, maybe not life, but I definitely feel rejuvenated. You might want to get cleaned up. You've got something on your face. Now, you're going to get cleaned up, put your clothes back on, and you're going to go bring me a human. Bring us a human. Yes? Good, good, good. All right. Oh, I'll be waiting patiently for your return. And, well, if you don't have any luck tonight, then we'll just have to keep fucking until you can find a human. As long as I'm being sustained with sexual energy, I'll be able to hold my physical form and still have enough strength left over to show a human the best time of its life. I'll literally suck and fuck the soul out of it until it's mine, and I can go home. I'll see you when you return. You can take your time, but honestly, I'd prefer if you didn't. Hurry back soon. I will be eagerly waiting the arrival of you and your poor, unsuspecting lover.